Thank you very much, Joseph, Madam Chair, distinguished participants. It's actually a big honor for me to participate today in this meeting because I was involved in this work stream during the last year. And I would like to start from that to say that it's clear from my experience the value of having existing structures and not having to start from scratch when it comes to such major, massive transformational events like and developments like the energy transition. So the way we worked is hand in hand, of course, the Secretariat and the Bureau, which one of the first things that was done was the creation of a small group on the industrial safety of the energy transition, among other things, to initiate a process of consultation with member states, of which I will present some interesting results that can also inform your seminar and the way forward. The survey itself was prepared by the Secretariat and a small group, with the participation of 50% of parties to the convention, plus one non-party, and all UNEC sub-regions. So I would say that in that sense, and considering the constraints, it was it could be considered representative, certainly at the level of the regions. Of course, more can be done as this particular work stream gains more traction and develops more systematically its lines of work. Next slide, please. We looked at, first of all, what are the primary concerns of our stakeholders, our member states. Regulatory catch-up with emerging technologies and innovation was among the top, and the lack of basis for hazard and risk assessments came second. Interestingly, in terms of rating of the country's industrial safety infrastructure and current knowledge, 22% rated their state as advanced, and almost two-thirds as adequate. But you will see later on in the survey that how one has to interpret this, especially when it comes to prevention and preparedness. In terms of the energy resources being promoted, you've heard much of it, but it was confirmed through the survey. Renewable sources are 96%. We all know what it means in terms of industrial safety. You heard about mining and critical minerals. So when we say renewable sources, that goes hand in hand with the whole development of the rapid demand, increasing demand for critical minerals as a flip side of that coin. Hydrogen, 75%, and others, methanol, natural gas, and ammonia followed. 61% of responses highlighted the standards for new energy technologies as in being under development, mostly on hydrogen and ammonia. Next slide, please. It takes, when you look at the regulatory and policy framework, because this is what much of what the discussion is going to be in the future, at least for this particular line of work under the convention. The effectiveness was rated as, for natural gas, as very effective. That was the only one which passed the 50% mark of among our participants. Renewables, methanol, ammonia were considered mostly effective. Hydrogen was the worst performing with 14% of respondents as rating it as somewhat ineffective. Now, renewables, methanol, ammonia, hydrogen, if you add up the somewhat ineffective and somewhat effective, it's really actually pretty high. And considering all that renewable sources and hydrogen are topping the list of energy choices for the future, this is definitely one hotspot for the work or the future work that is going to be undertaken by this body and by following your decisions during the 13th Conference of the Parties. Overwhelming response, very clear, very loud, certainly for the Secretariat, but hopefully also for you as member states, is that 89% of the respondents considered there is a need for international collaboration in framing industrial safety regulations. And next slide, please. In terms of prevention and preparedness, again, we have very interesting results here. On prevention, 71% of participants rated the level of prevention only moderately prepared, and the level of preparedness, 68%, only moderately prepared, and unprepared, 4%. So these are pretty low. Exactly, they confirm the words of the executive secretary and the keynote speaker and what you've heard so far, that this is a fast-paced environment where indeed, when it comes to prevention and preparedness, a lot of work needs to be done. Biggest challenging in managing risks associated with new energy technologies, lack of expertise, lack of knowledge, and lack of hazard risk assessment basic documents. Now, we also pose the question how, and this is to continue what Joseph mentioned about the role of the convention, how can UNEC, international bodies like UNEC, help? Overwhelming response on the development of technical guidelines, 82%, 54% training and workshops, 46% technical expertise, followed by enhanced international regulatory framework and policy guidelines. We did pose the question, a more strategic question, to what extent the long-term strategy of the convention until 2030 is fit for purpose in such a fast-paced, evolving environment. Here we got a very solid response that, yes, the long-term strategy itself is a solid tool to work on, which is very good, because that can help us also move forward, even though it does not cover explicitly energy transition. Long-term goals in the area of industrial safety amid the energy transition, enhanced environmental industrial safety, 82%, exchange of best practices, 82%, strengthening regulations, 57%, international collaboration, 54%, followed by technological advancements and workforce development. Next slide, please. Now, overarching conclusions are actually for all of you to interpret from your own angles, but from the perspective looking at the results, a few things are very clear. The first is that further work at the national and international levels is needed. Let me here echo what the Executive Secretary mentioned about COP29. I did participate under my current portfolio, and one of the key messages that you could see really coming out of COP29 on the energy transition is that it has to be accelerated. At the level of financing and other levels, safety was not among the top priorities. It was not discussed at COP29. But the energy transition itself, top priority. So again, that comes to complement the conclusions coming from UNEA 6, UNEA 512, those processes that indeed look into the environmental impacts and safety. So there's a lot of work to be done here. Second, the level of development of standards, technical guidelines, risk assessment tools, and knowledge base are overall lacking, which is really worrisome, especially looking at the trends and how they will evolve. Regulators, communities, industry operators, and other key stakeholders have to participate in the development of a very effective regulatory system framework. And there's overwhelming agreement, and with that I would close, Madam Chair, this presentation, that international cooperation, indeed through bodies like UNEC, can be really important, and UNEC itself, based on its assets and its convening power, can be very helpful and impactful in the development of technical guidelines, training and workshops, technical expertise, enhanced international regulatory framework, and policy guidelines. We hope that this survey can help you in your deliberations today in the course of the week. But what is absolutely clear is that this line of work, this particular work stream, will be increasingly relevant for policymakers, industry, and communities around the world in the years to come. Thank you very much.